These words just as much as it comes. Pray that you can meant to be words. So when a firefighter enters a burning building, he doesn't argue with safety protocol. He doesn't improvise. He submits to his training, the chain of command, and the wisdom that came before him. Why? Because submission saves lives. I've been part of that before. There's a minute. Why, as a Christian, is submission so hard? I have a couple of thoughts about it. We live in a world that celebrates independence and self-will. That man inside us, the man inside of us, is drawn to the culture that the man that tells us to follow our hearts, that says we deserve the things that we want. Says, do you do what makes you feel
you
good?
You sent me the wrong thing.
Ultimately, what it said is, yes, you can be a kind of.
Oh, okay. Let me see. Okay.
James 4:7, submit yourself. James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, flee. Submission. First of all, submission is new. One, submission is not weakness. Submission is trust. No. Trust that God has a best interest. Trust that God has everybody else's best interest. I've often told people when talking about things that are going on in their lives that it's not about you. It may be about the person they talk to that talks to the person they talk to that talks to the person they talk to that talks to the person they talk to. So submission is about trust. It's not passivity. It's active trust. It's doing what he's asked to do, learning from God about God. Submission is not oppression. If anything, submission is freedom. Because we don't have to worry about anything. He's already taken care of it. We don't have to fight anything because he's already taken care of it. We don't have to try to control anything because we don't have any control anyway. So if anything, submission is freedom. Freedom to do what God has called us to do. Submission is not losing your voice. Submission is aligning your voice with God's. Okay. In Romans 12:1, it says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your spiritual worship. Romans 12:1. In the same way we trust is as just as the firefighter, in the same way we trust God's plan when we don't understand it. This is practice. Submission is humility. Not humiliation, but humility. Proverbs 5:8-5, Philippians 2:5-8 reminds us that Jesus humbled himself on the cross. But I'm going to take that a step even further. God came down and submitted himself to his creation. Right? Mary had to feed him. Joseph had to teach him. He had to learn to walk. I think it's funny sometimes when I think of Joseph and Mary going to Joseph and go, hey, teach him about, well, do you realize who he is? But that kind of humility to be subject to your creation is, it's unfathomable to me. In Colossians 3:22-24, says, bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, knowing that you're from the Lord, you will receive reward from the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. So this talks about the freedom we have. Going back to it for a minute. Or the blessings of, I hate saying that word because people so overuse it, but the blessings of being submissive, of being in submission to God, right? When today we talk about, oh, I'm so blessed. Everybody, they overuse that word so much that they think that everything is a blessing. I got a new car, it's a blessing. I got a company, it's a blessing. I got a new t-shirt, it's a blessing. Right? I'm talking about the gift from God is peace, of his salvation. Then the last part of this is salvation demonstrates trust in God's sovereignty, which I think is an interesting one because it made me, first thing it made me think about is, suppose I had handed you a piece of paper and said, I must submit to blank. Don't think about that for a minute. What are you going to write in that blank? All right. Raise my hand. Show of hands. How many said the last?
How many what?
Right. Most probably said, I need to submit to God, the church, to my wife, my husband, whatever, but how many people said he lost? On the cross, that's what he did. He submitted to the lost. Mm-hmm. One of the things I think about this, and it's kind of going back and forth in my head for a minute, is when you talk about the lost, what about your boss? How many people submit to their boss, right? How many people submit to their teachers? How many people submit to the teaching, right? Then why is it so hard for us to submit to God? You know, your submission to your boss may be the only one, or they say, you know, they used to say that you may be the only Bible that people read. You may be the only one that submits to your boss at your job, and because of your submission, it may save him because you're the only one that doesn't argue with him. You're the only one that doesn't talk about him behind his back. You're the only one that supports him. Right? How you treat your authorities is how you treat God. It's a very controversial statement, I understand that. Oh, I trust God, I have found that how you treat your authorities, how you treat nothing. And this is one of the reasons why, because early on in my sobriety, I keep walking to that light is opening. Early on, maybe I need to submit to the light. Early on in my sobriety, They thought of God as a punishing God. Didn't think of him as a loving God. Didn't think of him as God that would support me. Because my authority growing up was my stepfather, and he was a punishing person. I remember one or two times in the entire, I basically grew up with him. One or two times in my entire life with him that he gave me a home. One or two times. So when I thought of God, that's what I thought about. I thought about the punishment. I thought about a God, an angry God. I didn't think about the love that he has for us. So when I see God and I trust him in his, and I try to trust him in his sovereignty, I'm not going to say it happens every day. Because there are days when I take my little back, that's for sure. I think about this. Trust me in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your understanding, and all of your ways acknowledge him. And I think about that, and I think about a couple of things. In the Rings of Alcoholics Anonymous, I talk about this sometimes, and I think the best decisions I made in my life got me into the Rings of Alcoholics Anonymous. Not saying I never made good decisions, I'm just saying the culmination of all the best decisions I made in my life. And that's not really something to brag. Right? So when I look at this, trust the Lord with all of your heart, not on your understanding, I look back and I see a history. Bad decision, bad decision, bad decision, bad decision, bad decision, good decision, bad decision, bad decision, bad decision, bad decision, bad decision. Bad decision. And I say it's easy for me to submit. Not all the time. But because I know my history as a sinner, and even as saved, it's easier for me to understand submission. Because my history says that God's going to have a lot more to clean up if I'm involved. One of the things I want to talk about is go back to that firefighter doesn't argue with the practices, doesn't argue with the wisdom that came before him. We, in the same way, spiritual weakness is not, spiritual submission is not weakness, it's wisdom. It's the discipline of trusting God, God's authority over our own instincts. Would you want a house of firefighters that when they came in their house, everybody was doing something different? Mm-hmm. They were arguing over who gets the hose, who wants to search for people, who wants to, would you like that?
Nope.
That, do you want somebody like for the police department to come to your house and they're arguing about who's going to get the hose? Right? Do you want that? No. Just like those firefighters that do the drills every day, the soldiers that do the drills every day, just like they train and they train and they train. So when the most dire times comes about, they act, not react. So in the same way, when we trust, when we train and train and train, train and trusting, doesn't have to be the big stuff, right? A lot of the times we don't trust in the big stuff sometimes first, but the little stuff, right? But the more we train, the more we act instead of react in submission, right? Think about one of the biggest things I think about submission is Joseph. Two times Joseph was told, this is, don't put her away, this is the Son of God, right? Then there's the second. Gets warned in a dream. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Gets warned in a dream. What if he decided to hang around Bethlehem for a couple of days? What did it say he did? It says he immediately woke, got up, and took his family to Egypt. What if he had decided, I'll submit to God, but you know what? I really won't plead that grounds with him. So as we go through this life, this is not an easy subject. Trust me, I am not the one to talk about submission. I told my coworkers the other day, I said, if my students told me that teachers didn't wear brown shoes, I would go to every thrift store from here to Monroe and find all of the ugliest brown shoes I can find and have them prepared from there. So submission doesn't come naturally because of that one. But if we practice submission, eventually we'll start acting instead of reacting. And the loss, I want to say one last thing, no, an apology to friend and member. Submission, Paul talks about submission, talks about how things we do can be stumbling blocks. It mostly talks about it for new Christians, but I also believe we can be stumbling blocks for non-Christians. The way we talk to them, the way we act around them, right? Do we say that we believe and then act differently? Do we do all the stuff that they do but then say that we're Christian? Right, so this is a book of admission. So burning my head has become stumbling block. And we're gonna have to get it. We're gonna have to get rid of it. Not putting down, just hopefully somebody can take it. And I'm mad. I'm upset. I haven't talked to her once in the last 48 hours. But then what is my submission doing? Am I submitting? Am I submitting to her? Am I being a stumbling block? So I need to go apologize to her. I need to pray about it. I need to do the learning. But this is where submission comes into practice. I can be mad and stay mad and run her off. What's that going to do for her? Nothing. In the ultimate end, it's going to hurt. What does it do for me? It gives me an opportunity to once again preach the gospel to her through my actions, eventually through my words. You know, I'm done with words, but you know, it's it's hard, but it's something I have to do. So the end of this, are you going to act or are you going to react? God's mission. You have to practice it daily. Pray, God, I need to submit to you. I need to submit to what you want me to submit to. Whether it's the lost, whether it's the job, whether it's whatever. This has been hard for me. So my question is, how are you going to fill up in different ways? Your Father, lift up yourself to you. Let's see. Church, pray that we can see submission not as one soul thing, but everything that you want us to do. Pray for all as we go through this week that I use this word. Do what I need to do to preach the gospel. Your son's name, I'm praying.
Amen.